Good morning and welcome to the Sports Hub Golf Club. Hardy here with you as always on this Saturday morning where this morning on the show, we will visit with Rich Brady, who is the executive director of the Dell Technologies Championship. Once again, coming to TPC Boston Labor Day weekend. The catch is, this is the last year. This is the last year of, you know, formerly the Deutsche Bank, now the Dell Technologies, as we know it, as a Labor Day weekend event, as part of the FedEx Cup Championship Series. All of this, it all changes next year. So we're going to be talking with Rich, and for a lot of reasons, I think they're going to go out with a bang. But the tournament isn't going away completely. We've talked about this on the show before, how that the Dell Technologies, or at least the Boston version of this PGA Tour event, will exist from the outset as an every other year proposition. So this year, they will play here. Next year, the entire PGA Tour schedule changes, and there will be no Boston event, but it will be back in 2020 as I believe the first leg of the FedEx Cup, which is only going to be, I think, three events as opposed to four. So we're going to talk about all this with Rich Brady. Like I said, the executive director of the Dell Technologies Championship, coming up here a little bit later on the show this morning. And of course, talk about everything they got planned for this year. And there's exciting stuff going on. Tiger Woods has committed, and we saw Tiger play brilliantly at the British. We see him playing very well at the WGC Bridgestone Invitational going on, which, you know, two rounds in, and there he is again, right there on the leaderboard. And it's going to be a great way for them to finish off what has become, you know, a tradition here in Boston, this 4-day Labor Day weekend tournament. And even though it's not going to be the same going forward, it's still going to exist. And maybe it's only every other year for a while. Maybe it comes back to being a yearly event. But we'll take what we can get. And what we can get is at least one more Labor Day weekend event. So Rich will be joining us here in a little while to talk about that. Also, earlier this week, how many days? I think it was just two nights ago. Thursday night, yeah. I was able to check out Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, where there was a 98.5 The Sports Hub event, little anniversary party for us. But I went out there to check out the golf simulators and to talk with a couple of guys there, Greg and Sean, to see what that was all about. I think you'll hear it. I'm a little over the top excited to be there because that is, you know, like a playground for adults and for kids. There's a lot going on out there. So when you hear my interview with those guys, remember, it was recorded Thursday night and we were all amped up, you know, go-karts and golf simulators and video games. And it's crazy out there. It's a really good time, though. So my chat with the guys from Apex Entertainment, that'll be coming up here on the show today, too. But to get things going here this morning, I wanted to talk about what I think is really the big news of the week in golf. And that is the fact that the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, $10 million match is in fact going to take place. And I can't imagine you missed it, but if you did, here's what's happening. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, head-to-head match, Thanksgiving weekend at Shadow Creek. Now, Shadow Creek is a bit of an enigma. Not a ton of people have played it. This for a variety of reasons, which we'll get to here in a minute. It's in Las Vegas. It is not a quote unquote private club. You can go play Shadow Creek, but it's not as easy as just picking up the phone and making a tee time. You have to have a reservation at a certain hotel. There's certain transportation requirements. There aren't a lot of tee times. You know, part of the deal at Shadow Creek is, you know, you're not going to see anyone in front of you. You're not going to have anyone, you know, pushing behind you, you know, tee time every 45 minutes or an hour or something. And eventually here, as we get closer to Thanksgiving, maybe sometime in September, I'll have my buddy Tony on the show to talk about Shadow Creek because he played it recently. He played it this past winter. So we'll give you a little firsthand knowledge from Tony. But that's where the match is going to be taking place. And a few years ago, I talked with the then general manager of Shadow Creek just to talk about the golf course. I lived in Vegas for a while. Shadow Creek was there. I never played it. I haven't played it since. I haven't lived in Vegas now for, what, 13, 14 years, something like that. But I had a bunch of questions about it, so I asked the guy who was the GM at the time, and he was, right up until about 2 years ago. Mark Brenneman, is his name. So I will play for you an excerpt of my conversation with Mark Brenneman from several years ago. Mark has moved on. He's at another facility now. I think he's with an outfit called Caddy Master, which manages caddy programs for different private clubs. But Mark had some really good insight, as he should, as the GM at Shadow Creek for many years. So I'll play that interview for you here in just a couple of minutes. But back to the match itself between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Number one, they've done things like this before. Tiger Woods did, some primetime matches against the likes of David Duval. Tells you how long ago they tried that. Who else? Rory McIlroy, right? But this is different. I mean, you're talking about Tiger and Phil, probably still, aside from maybe Ricky Fowler. I don't even know if Ricky could make a claim to this. Certainly not Dustin Johnson or Jordan Spieth. The two biggest names still playing on the PGA Tour right now, Tiger and Phil. So you've got the two biggies out there, even though they're not necessarily favorites week in and week out. They're still the two most recognizable guys, and these guys going at it for what is rumored to be a $10 million match. And my first instinct is to say, great, of course, I'm going to watch it. And then what's not quite right about it? Well, one of the first things that Phil said about it was that I want to play him for whatever amount of money is going to make him uncomfortable, which is a great line for gambling, but it only works when you're playing with and for your own money. And I don't think they are. Again, we don't know yet. This is all still kind of like in the rumor stages, although it's been confirmed enough to know we know it's going to be happening that Thanksgiving weekend, and it's going to be at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. Where's the money coming from? Don't know necessarily. What's the format going to be? Probably match play. Are they going to throw a few more fun things in there? Maybe. But to me, the notion of playing for $10 million is really only truly interesting if you've got something else of yours at stake. And Jason Sobel, who wrote for the Golf Channel and ESPN, he's with the Action Network now. He addresses all of this in a column that I retweeted yesterday at Hardy985. And he, to all the haters out there, it's like, what are you doing? Of course, this is going to be fun and everyone's going to watch and these guys can still play. And he addresses they should play for their own money thing. But he makes a good point. Like, number one, really? You really thought they're going to, pony up their own money? And even if they did, they could just write it off. But he said, instead of their own money, which these guys have hundreds of millions of dollars between them, how about the other guy has to pay up in a non-monetary wager, right? Yeah, and this is what Sobel writes. Caddy for the other guy in a tournament round. Wear the other guy's clothes for a month. Or maybe something really embarrassing, like having to dance on a nationally televised commercial. Oh, right. Which, maybe you've seen that too. Phil Mickelson is already doing it. So, yeah, I get it. There are other ways around it. And the only thing I don't want to hear is like, wow, there's so much pressure. There's not pressure. Of course, who wouldn't want $10 million? Even billionaires. Well, yes, please, I'll take $10 million. So these guys want to win. There's a lot of money at stake. I'm going to watch. You're going to watch. Is it perfect? No. But I'm glad they're doing it, and I'm glad they're doing it at Shadow Creek, because now we're going to get a chance to see what this course looks like on TV. Back to where I started with all this, my conversation with Mark Brenneman, who was the GM at Shadow Creek for many years. I believe he left 2 years ago, but this is from, I believe, 2014 when I recorded this. And a lot of it still holds up, still holds true. So here's some of my conversation with the GM from Shadow Creek a few years ago. And I started by asking him, in the summertime, you're not even open, right?
We're not open. No, it's counterintuitive. Hard. Usually, well, particularly where you guys are up in the Northeast, now is the busiest time of year because the days are the longest. Well, for us here in Las Vegas, it's also when the days are the hottest. And we're always wrestling with two types of grasses, Bermuda grass in the summertime and then ryegrass in the wintertime. And those two worlds collide. They don't peacefully coexist unless we're transitioning from one to the other. So we have to strengthen our Bermuda grass periodically. In order to do that, we have to close. So that's what we're doing in the month of July.
All right. Well, let's back up a little bit for the handful of people who may not know. Shadow Creek in Las Vegas is one of the most sought-after, exclusive white whale golf destinations in the world. And you know this, Mark, but please tell us a little bit about the history of the course and why is it such a destination for golfers?
White whale. So now you bring up Herman Melville. He wasn't a Bostonian. He was a Long Island guy with Moby Dick.
I know. Well,
yeah, okay.
I'll use the reference, even though I never bothered to read the book, but I think I'm using it. I think I'm using the metaphor correctly.
Okay, we'll go with it. We don't call them white whales. They're invited casino guests, Hardy.
Oh, okay. No, not the not the whales in the casino. I mean, the course is the white whale. It's what everybody wants.
Okay, very good. correct. We were built in 1989, and we exist as an amenity to the casino. Essentially, the odds of any sort of table game, whether it's roulette, blackjack, etc., they're the same. So this was a way for us to differentiate ourselves from any other hotel casino in Las Vegas. This was 25 years ago, and it's very difficult to say what is the best golf course on planet Earth. People do ratings. It's very hard to quantify that. What's the best movie or the best piece of music, etc. But at the time, 320 acres, there are no environmental restrictions, no financial restrictions, no real estate restrictions, which is the typical business model. And just to try and build the most memorable, not the most difficult, but the most memorable golf course that appeals to the senses. And it's probably known, best known in 20th century golf course architecture, the fact that every other golf course environment is part of its surrounding area. If it's a links course, the ocean is the dominant theme. If it's a parkland course, a forest or a quarry or what have you. But here it was a perfectly flat piece of land. There were no trees, no shrubs, no animals, no anything. And Tom Fazio came in and created his own environment for the first time. And other people have tried to duplicate it. I don't think anything close to what we have here and have had here for 25 years. And in terms of when people come here, I think they're struck at how understated the place is and how much restraint is used. The clubhouse is very modest. It's almost as if Hardy to bring up not a Moby Dick analogy, but just in terms of a beautiful woman, a lot of people would say a woman is sexier with clothes on than clothes off. And so this golf course reveals itself very slowly. And you can play some golf courses which, boy, the first few holes are so dramatic and so off the charts that the rest of the course can't keep pace with it. For example, Spyglass Hill, where you're down, the first five holes are on the ocean, and it's like incredible. And then the rest of the holes, you'd never see the ocean again. It's kind of like that, it, in reverse. It's like it's slow, it builds to a crescendo, and you come off the course and go, wow, you want to play it again.
And it's interesting that you mentioned Spyglass, because weren't you at Spyglass before you came to Shadow Creek, Mark?
I was, yes.
And is it true that when you interviewed for the job, they didn't tell you who you were interviewing for?
This headhunter comes up and says, I've got a position in Las Vegas. And I said, well, what is it? And they said, I can't tell you. And I said, well, I'm not a Las Vegas guy. If you're not going to tell me the name, I'm not going to be a cat chasing its tail here. And so we went back and forth. And I had my resume on my computer. And just, well, I can hit the send button.
Yeah.
And the next day he called back and he said, well, on paper, you have what they're looking for. And I can tell you the name now because they want to fly you down tomorrow in Shadow Creek. And I said, well, Jesus, I've heard Shadow Creek has always been refer to in sort of hushed tones and whispered. I definitely want to take a look at that. So
you just wanted to see the golf course.
I did. I just thought, let me at least see it. And,
oh, my God.
I'm certainly glad I did.
I want to play a quick game of true or false with you, at which you can either answer true, false, no comment, and expand as much as you want. Is that all right?
Delighted to, sure.
Okay. True or false, members at Shadow Creek include former presidents Michael Jordan and Phil Mickelson.
That's false. I don't think if you were asked a former president of the United States, although there's been four over the last 14 years here at Shadow Creek, if there were members here, they would say that they're in fact a member of Shadow Creek. I can tell you Michael Jordan plays in our member guest. I can tell you Wayne Gretzky plays in our member guest. But I think like George Bush needs an honorary membership at Shadow Creek.
Probably not. Okay. All right. Very good. True or false, one must be a guest of an MGM property in order to play Shadow Creek.
Absolutely true. Funny story about that one is former President Bill Clinton had requested to come out here and play, but he was staying with his roommate from college, who is a big guy here in Las Vegas. So the request went all the way up to the chairman of the board at the time, and the chairman said, well, is he staying with us? And the answer was no. It's not a political thing, Republican, Democrat, because we don't have a lot of policies, Hardy. That's one we just didn't break, so he didn't play that time. He subsequently played many times after that.
Leads to another true or false. True or false, you're not allowed to drive yourself onto the property.
Absolutely true. In order to play Shadow Creek, you can't drive yourself. You have to take a limousine from one of our properties to the course. Now, there's a control reason for that. In one degree, we know who's getting in the limo. We know they're staying, which goes to the earlier point, we know they're staying at an MGM Resorts property. But there's also a psychological reason for doing that, Hardy, and that is when you get into a limo, you're like in a different environment, and you're driving up I-15 here, and they're going like, where are they taking me? You're going through industrial North Las Vegas, and then you hit this gate, and then it's almost like Jurassic Park.
True or false, even if you stay there, and you're going to take the limo, and you're going to do everything required of you to play Shadow Creek, it's still going to cost you $1,000.
False, yeah.
Is it more?
No. No. It's a lot of money, Hardy. It's $500. And even then, some of your audience may go, $500, that's insane. But I can tell you in 14 years, I can count the number of complaints on one hand.
All right, so that was my conversation a few years ago with Mark Brenneman, who at the time was the GM at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas, the course where Tiger and Phil will be playing their Thanksgiving weekend $10 million match. I don't know if it's still a $500 green fee. I believe everything else is still in effect. You got to be staying at one of the MGM Grand hotel properties. You have to be limoed to and from the course for the reasons that he just said. But we can get the latest or some more timely information, like I said earlier, from my buddy Tony, who played it this past winter. So we'll see what he has to say. We'll do that, I don't know, in the coming weeks here in the Sports Hub Golf Club. Coming up next, Rich Brady, Executive Director, Dell Technologies Championship. He'll be joining us later. Coming up next, my visit to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro a couple of nights ago. You'll hear that in just a minute. Back here on the Sports Hub Golf Club, we're at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. I'm here with Greg Raleigh, who's the Director of Hospitality, and I gave you a new name. Sean McLaughlin, who is the Director of Marketing here. I've been here for a little while, guys. I've walked around a little bit. Something tells me I've only seen about maybe a quarter of this place so far. So first of all, thanks for having the Sports Hub out here tonight. What an amazing facility. Greg, I'll start with you. How big is this place?
It's 80,000 square feet, and if you saw a quarter, I'm impressed because I saw you running around. You did a great job tonight. Everybody did with 98.5 and the party here tonight. We love having you. But yeah, it's 80,000 square feet. We have six different attractions, and of course, we have the meeting space here. So it's a wonderful facility.
So we're here talking about the golf specifically, but we'll have time to talk about all the other stuff because there's so much going on, and I can't wait to get back here with the whole family. But we'll start here with the golf. So we're in this area here. What do we call this here? Sean, I'll ask you. Where are we standing?
Yeah, sure. So we're standing in our sports simulators, and we have a variety of different golf courses, of different things you can play. It's awesome. You can play St. Andrews, just pretty much anything. And pretty much, I think we have like 40 golf courses lined up, so whatever you can play.
The good thing, too, is if you do come down and play St. Andrews, Sean will blow on the back of your neck because it's high winds there, right? Is that what it is? Yes. I think so. He'd be happy to do that for you. Right.
And speak in an accent. I don't want to say Scottish, Irish, English because I'm not sure where St. Andrews is. Somewhere over there, and I'm liable to offend somebody. But here's the other thing about it. Like, simulators, you hear, oh, that's great, but you got to book them 2 weeks in advance, and you have to have a force, and you got to pay. I walked in here, and one of the guys on staff is just up here, like, banging balls. Like, can you just show up and, wait for an open bay and go and do it that way?
Absolutely, yes. You can just show up, come in. We put in card swipers recently, too, so that just made it even easier for people to come over. You can use the card swiper for all the games, all the attractions here as well. So you just come in, swipe it away, and as you can see, we have some gentlemen right over here swinging, and that's they're ready to go, as you can see.
Well, this guy over here was a professional baseball player. His name is Brad, and he works at the Sports Hub now.
Gotcha.
And he can drive a baseball like a quarter mile, but he can't hit a golf ball, and he putts the same way, straight off the green. So,
yeah, that with his weight going straight backwards.
Yeah, exactly. You want some unintentional comedy? Wait until Johnny Athlete over here tries to swing a golf club, even
sure.
In a simulator.
I'm not sure if that's part of the party talking as he went and put back down his beverage and started warming up again. So
yeah,
the
right,
backwards.
Right.
Well, let's not rush to judgment on his backward stance.
So this is the cool thing about not just any simulator place, but I'll say here specifically, is it really is like a party atmosphere. You can show up. I had some of the food already. Phenomenal food. We got a full bar here about 30 feet away from where this one simulator is. So you can show up and not spend 6 hours trudging around a golf course. If you just want to get a few swings in, and like you said, at one of these courses, you can do it with great food and the bar and the music and everything else going on.
That's certainly true. And obviously, with the weather being a factor, it's raining, you're not getting out there. Well, it never rains indoors, and as we like to say, it's always 70 and sunny in here, so there you go.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the rest of the facility here, because we'd be doing it a disservice. Apex Entertainment, we're in Marlboro. Sean McLaughlin is the director of marketing. I'll ask you, Sean.
Sure.
I saw the big indoor go-kart track. There's all kind of, what else is here?
Yeah, there's a lot. We have 30 bowling lanes, 8 that are VIP. We have 6 lanes of candlepins, so if that's traditional New England, if you're into that, we got some of that. We have the go-kart track you mentioned. We have a full arcade. We have laser tag. We have a ropes course. We it's just pretty much everything. It's Greg was saying, it's just something for everyone here. So we got everything.
We'd do it a disservice if we didn't mention the 4,000 square foot of meeting space as well. We have corporate meeting available, so it just it's a no-brainer for a lot of these companies that are funny enough having they're getting out at 3 o'clock on Friday. A lot more frequently.
Have you seen
here.
The traffic?
Amazing.
They're getting out at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. There's rush hours like all day. I don't know when people. I know my excuse. I'm off the air at 2 o'clock.
Understood.
Everybody else, I don't know.
I don't know either. I tell you. But anyway, yeah, it's a no-brainer for these people coming down. We have the facility if you want to have meetings. But again, the facilities here. There's a little bit for everybody. These golf simulators as well. There is also other games. There's a soccer game where you kick it against an alien, and then even if we have the all-encompassing workouting where there's the administrative assistant that doesn't swing a club, she can play zombie dodgeball, and it's a lot of fun here, so it's we welcome everyone.
So I don't mean to belabor the point, but once again, just to differentiate these golf simulators from other ones where you book a tee time, you show up with at least 2, preferably 4, you're going to plunk down a decent amount of money for your 18 holes.
Sure.
This operates a little differently.
No, you can either do it by the half hour, by the hour, and it could be just a guy that during his lunch break wants to come down and hit a few balls, and it could be that simple. It's no tee time involvement where that can be a hassle. Here, it's just treat it like any other attraction or any other facility. And as you said, come on down. We have New England's largest pretzel. So, you have a few buddies. You can still do that as well. You can play around. You have a drink, have a bite to eat, and play whatever you want.
All right. It's fantastic. And like you said, the meeting space here, I can imagine this is like a mecca for birthday parties and for, parties of all kinds, but corporate gatherings. Get a chance to do a little team building up here, play a little golf.
little zombie dodgeball, 19 beverages, yes, whatever it is. Okay, so for people who want more, Sean McLaughlin, where do people go to get more information?
Yeah, sure. Just come to our website, apexentertainmentcenter.com, or you know, give us a call, which is on the website as well. Either way, we'll get you from there.
All right, and Greg Raleigh, who is the director of hospitality, what's your best shot and/or score on the golf simulator?
Well, thanks for your time. I really appreciate everything you've done, and we welcome 98.5 anytime. And that's the one thing that's that we really want to work on here.
Yeah, you see, I see you've been practicing on your dodgeball, because that's exactly what that was.
Let's just leave it at that, yeah. And then, unfortunately, the zombies win, too. So yeah. There you go.
Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Great golf simulators out here. Check them out, guys. Thanks for the time.
Thanks very much. Okay. Thank you very much.
Joining us now in the Sports Hub Golf Club, Rich Brady, who is the executive director of the Dell Technologies Championship, coming once again to TPC Boston Labor Day weekend. Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Hardy. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it's good to talk to you today, because it was just, a few days ago, officially got word that a certain somebody had committed for the tournament coming up here in just about another month.
We were very happy to see that Tiger Woods will be making his triumphant return to TPC Boston. He has not played here since 2013. We are looking forward to welcoming back out.
And I tell you something. I mean, I'm not going to bore you. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. But one of my best memories out there at that tournament, when it was still the Deutsche Bank, was heading out, 11 years ago, when Tiger and Vijay were tied for the lead. I take that back. I think Tiger trailed Vijay by 2 strokes going into the final round on Monday. A couple of buddies and I went out there. I'm out there as a spectator, right? Not working it, not broadcasting, just there to watch. And we had decided we're going to stay away from that circus. We're going to go watch Darren Clark, you know, a golfer's golfer, make his way around the court. You get out there, Tiger's playing. That's it. That is the story. And we followed them around, and he erased the 2-shot deficit within the first 3 holes. He made eagles on both the par fives on the front, overtook Vijay. It was a great, essentially, match down the stretch. It felt like they were playing match play. And, got up close to him a couple of times during that final round. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like seeing players like Tiger, not that there are any like him, but, you know, getting that close and being right on top of the action like we were. And who knows, maybe that'll happen again.
Yeah, when he made the announcement he was coming back, went down a bit of a YouTube wormhole to look at old footage of him at the tournament. And I did come across that Tiger Vijay duel. The crowds were electric. Tiger shot a 63 to win. Oh. Made a 40-foot putt on 17 to just nail in the coffin, and that was his fifth straight PGA Tour event that he'd won in a row that he started. I mean, it's unbelievable to be able to play at that high of a level, and he's looking good right now. Had a great first round at Bridgestone and coming off a good British Open, so things are certainly trending in the right direction with the game.
All right, Rich Brady is the executive director of the Dell Technologies Championship. So, Rich, this is the last time this tournament is going to be contested over Labor Day weekend. I imagine you've got some bittersweet feelings heading into the festivities here as they begin in another month or so.
Yeah, the future is going to look a bit different for the tournament. We are all full steam ahead, planned for the next 5 weeks, but you can certainly see the PGA Tour's commitment to Boston to have us on the schedule again in 2020. 2020 will be a different event. It will be on earlier weekend, probably beginning of August, one of 3 playoff events instead of 4. So the tour won't be gone for very long before the best golfers are coming back. But now the really good opportunity to see him before 2020 rolls around.
Yeah, and this has been a tradition here in Boston, especially for golf fans, having the tournament there Labor Day weekend. But I also understand that there may be a handful of people who kind of want their Labor Day weekend back, you know, in terms of like family tradition and other stuff. So, for them, maybe it's a mixed blessing. For me, I've gotten used to it. This is what I do every Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. So the whole schedule is going to look different starting next year. The main goal was to have the playoffs take over the month of August. from a sports perspective. If you look at competition out there, month of August, it's regular season baseball games wrapping up, training camp, football starting. Whereas when you have the playoffs in September over Labor Day and into the beginning of NFL and college football, the playoffs don't necessarily get the spotlight that they could if you move them up. So with that being the goal, let's own August. We moved four events up and had to do some shifting around to make sure that the schedule made sense all year long. So next year, starting in March, we're going to have the Players, and then we'll have the Masters, we'll have the PGA Championship in May, we'll have the U.S. Open in June, the British in July, and then three playoff events. So the schedule is going to be exciting. Back to back to back, and what we will be is the first playoff event of three in 2020. We'll have 125 pros instead of 100 pros, but we will still have that fantastic field that our fans are used to seeing.
Okay, that's great. And I got to tell you, it's not just about like the fans and the it's mostly for the fans and the ratings, and I get it, but everybody's attention gets diverted. And I know this from talking to the players out there, during Labor Day weekend. Those guys all want to know what their college football teams are doing. You know, they're thinking about football. Yeah, once you get into September, it's not just us watching, everybody. So I get it. The PGA is doing something which I think is commendable in that they're not trying to shove more down our throats. They're not trying to and they're certainly not watering down their product. They're saying, no, we recognize the landscape. We're going to adopt the philosophy of a tiny bit less is going to end up being more. And they're going to schedule it in a way that will draw more eyes to it at a time when people are more likely to watch it.
That's perfectly said. Plus, after the playoffs are over, now this year, there's a two-week break between the playoffs and the Ryder Cup, which is a huge event for the players that everyone looks forward to every 2 years. Further down the road in 2020, when the Ryder Cup's contested again, there's going to be a lot more time for the players to rest after the stretch of the playoffs and get ready for that big international competition. And that was a bit of a consideration too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the golf schedule starting this week and moving forward until the Ryder Cup, next week's a major. And then 2 weeks after that is four playoff events in a row, and then 2 weeks after that is the Ryder Cup. So, it is a lot of golf for some of the best players in the world.
It is, but, I'm going to embrace it one last time here. So let's talk a little bit more about what's happening at TPC Boston Labor Day weekend. Rich Brady, the executive director of the Dell Technologies Championship, on the phone with us right now. For people who haven't been, this is a Friday through Monday tournament. And one of the coolest things about the tournament, Rich, is that you guys not only welcome kids in, I'll let you say all the stuff that you do for them, starting with letting them in essentially for free.
That's right. So all children 15 and under receive complimentary admission with a ticketed adult. We have a venue on site called our Kids Village. It has all sorts of interactive games for the kids, a mini putt. We'll have the World Series trophies out. We'll have the Patriots mascots out during the week. We also have kid zones. So these are reserved seats for kids to be able to see the competition without having to be behind a pesky adult. We recognize that this is over a holiday weekend, last weekend before school starts, and our goal is to make it as family-friendly as possible, and we've been able to achieve that over the years.
It's been something that my family has enjoyed, and I hear it every year. What a great event this is for kids. For adults who haven't been to a PGA Tour event, it's unlike anything else. You get up close and personal to these players, and you get access like you don't get at other sporting events.
No, we're lucky to have the top 100 players attend. I mentioned Tiger, but I did mention Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas, all the big names on tour. So for the golf fan, you can see these guys up close and personal, whether they're on the first tee on Friday and you're the only person out there, or they're at the practice range, or if you want to come out on Monday with the big crowds and watch how it all ends. But even for the non-golf fan, we're always adding to what the experience is. We'll have Shake Shack out on site this year. We have a craft beer cellar. We have a wine lounge on the 11th hole. There's no shortage of options for the non-golf enthusiast and the golf enthusiast.
And that's it, Rich. I mean, it's like if you're going to head down there, and I know plenty of people who go down there just because it's a good hang. You know, this is a great place to, like, you know, you've been blessed with the weather. I don't want to jinx it, but the weather generally has been great out there. 90% of the tournaments you've contested at TPC Boston, Labor Day weekend. People go out there just for, like, food and drinks, and you walk around a little bit, and, oh, yeah, there's Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods. Anyway, back to what we were doing. You know, people just treat it as a good place to go over the Labor Day weekend.
It is. It's got a good atmosphere, good party vibe, and we recognize that, and it's been built up over the years to make sure we want to provide an assortment of activities and good spots to hang out. Golf optional.
I don't know if we want to push that as a main agenda, but hey, we're just accepting reality, you know.
It's something for everybody.
All right, Rich. So people who are looking for tickets, there's a variety of options and get different packages for different pavilions and stuff like that. Where do they go? And give me an example of like one thing that you can do as opposed to just buying like a, you know, a Saturday grounds pass. Give me one other option for something that's available when you buy your tickets.
So right now we have a venue called the Harbor One Champions Club. This is an air-conditioned tent located right next to the 17th tee that has a back deck that views down onto the 18th green. It's really good viewing. We changed the location of it last year, and we're seeing ticket sales and attendance spike for this venue. I think a lot of people that came out last year want to come out again, and we're anticipating a sellout of this space. So tickets are still available there for a little while. The best place to go is on our website, which is www.delltechnologieschampionship.com. We also have ground tickets available if you're looking to come out for that venue, but we look to provide a whole assortment of options.
All right. Well, I'm sure people are going to turn out for this final Labor Day weekend event out at TPC Boston. I look forward to it every year. I'll be out there every day and look forward to this continuing in a slightly different format in years to come. But, man, this has been awesome. And something just tells me with Tiger Woods committing to this and being back for it and the way he's playing right now, this Labor Day weekend event in Boston is going to go out on a really high note.
Yeah, I agree, Hardy. I can sense your excitement for it. So I'll make sure we get you a good ticket and you can say hi to Tiger when you're down here, hopefully.
Listen to me, Rich. I don't care about a ticket behind the ropes pass. Can we do that for the kid one time, maybe?
Let's take a look at it. I'm sure we can figure out something.
That's a no. Let's just string me along for another couple of weeks, okay? Behind the ropes. That's what I want. Behind the ropes. One time, please.
We'll take care of you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Hey, we'll be talking to you again before the tournament and certainly seeing you down there at Labor Day weekend. Rich Brady, Executive Director, Dell Technologies Championship. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Hardy. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
Back to wrap things up here on the Sports Hub Golf Club. Time for our 19th hole, which is brought to us by Deep Eddy Vodka. Distilled 10 times, Austin, Texas. Please day drink responsibly. Deep Eddy Vodka sponsors the 19th hole. And I'm going to go back to something we talked about earlier on the show today. A great 19th hole is after maybe you've played 18 or maybe you've just, I don't know, played a few holes, because I'm talking about Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. The fact that the full bar is like 30 feet away from the simulators, and they got great food and great drinks, and of course, Deep Eddy Vodka, and that Apex Entertainment out there, 80,000 square feet of just everything, go-karts, laser tag, and the arcade, and the ropes course, and yes, awesome simulators there, so why not? We'll make the 19th hole the bar there. That I visited a couple of nights ago at Apex Entertainment. Thanks to my guests there, both Greg and Sean from Apex, for being on the show this week. Also, Rich Brady from the Dell Technologies Championship, which, of course, is coming up Labor Day weekend, TPC Boston. And also Mark Brenneman, who joined me on the show years ago when he was still the GM of Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. Kind of revisited that so we could, I don't know, I guess try and familiarize ourselves with the venue where Tiger and Phil will be playing their $10 million match coming up Thanksgiving weekend. That's it for this week's show. Thanks again, as always, for listening. We'll do it again next Saturday starting at 7 a.m. right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.